Satan wants to isolate us. He wants us to be alone. And this whole idea of, so this kid, Rob, he ends up being captain of the golf team. So he ends up playing golf with Furman. He invites me to father-son weekend at Furman. Charles missed the deadline for the college one to Wake Forest. I know a guy at Wake Forest. I go and buy airline tickets. We fly up together. He gets into Wake Forest, meets his wife there. And you see God move. And I think sometimes we say, where are the miracles? You know, Jesus would say, see that mountain over there? I'm going to move it. Is he a mountain-moving God? Yeah. Amen. But I think so often that the mountains get moved when we allow our lives to be moved. It's a little Pierce, the kid I was telling you about. We went to Father-Son Week out of J.H. Ranch. We had a wonderful time. And there were 150 men there. Guess how many other men were there with somebody other than their son? Now, it was Father-Son Camp. Zero. And I went up to the owner of the camp, and you know, there'd be these guys from Alabama. Well, I'm from Mountain Brook, and I got four kids, and I brought them all to J.H. Ranch. And I sit there and say, take one more. There's 250 million orphans out there. 250 million kids who are going to bed every night without a father to pray for them. In the Old Testament, an orphan was someone who just didn't have a father. Today we think of it as father and mother. So that whole area of challenges is when God reorders your life. He reorients your life. He puts you in a new direction. And for me, and my security was in the marketplace. So in the book, I talk about the marketplace versus the wilderness. To me, the marketplace was orderly. You know, people could have jobs and schedules and would create products, and you'd have pricing and you'd have order and distribution, and all made sense, and you could be successful and you could make money and you could get significance from it. But the marketplace can be an idol, because in the wilderness, think, he took Jesus to the wilderness. He took Paul to the wilderness. He's going to take all of us to the wilderness. And me, my work with these kids realized that I was entering their wilderness. But I hated the wilderness. The wilderness represented death. One of Lisa's sisters caught polio from her baby by changing her diaper years ago when they did the live polio vaccine. She becomes a quadriplegic by changing a diaper. And so I hated the wilderness. But then if you look at Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Well, guess what? Everybody who has a burden is in the wilderness in some ways. So I came up with this idea, maybe God wants us to make friends with the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, we go one-on-one with God. He introduces us to new people. We have new circumstances. The way my career got launched was the company I was with, after I got saved in Australia, they gave me the biggest account in the office. And I thought, this is great. God's great. Then there was a guy in the company, the CFO, who's SunTrust Banks in Atlanta, a very powerful guy. He says, I don't like Jack Alexander. I want him off the account. So I go home to my wife and I think, this Christianity stuff, God's way of providing, I don't understand. And I was humiliated in front of my whole office by the largest account in the office saying, they don't want me. So they gave me this some little tiny account in its place that nobody had ever heard of. And it turns out it was this billionaire in Holland who I ended up working with for 20 years. And Arthur Anderson, the company I was with, went bankrupt. See, God sees the future.
Amen.
So whatever you're facing right now, whatever circumstance you're looking at that's broken, He gives himself the title of the great physician. It's a good thing we've got a great physician, isn't it? Because he can fix what's broken. And he can get glory from what's broken. And I think sometimes as Christians, we look at our lives and say, God, if you really love me, why does all this brokenness happen? And he says, I want to comfort you so you'll be able to comfort others with the comfort that you've received. That's his formula. And as long as we're saying, I want to play cards as long as the cards I get dealt are good cards. Right? But before I was a Christian, I used to play poker all the time. Probably two nights a week during high school I played poker. And see, the poker player just gets the cards. The cards are the cards. And I can bluff with a terrible hand and win, and I can have a great hand. I remember one time I had four deuces, and it was unlimited bets, which means you just bump, 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 bump. And finally, a guy across the table, I was out of money, looked at me and says, you need to fold because I've got four kings. I mean, you can have a great hand. You're going to say, I'm going to be all in on this hand. I'm going to win this hand. And you lose. And you see other people who win with terrible hands. But see, God gets glory in our life through our brokenness.